Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
This is a repeat of something that I just posted on my Phoneboy's opinion feed. I cut out the beginning and end of it a little bit because talking about Audiomo. I think this is a little bit more appropriate to the content I tend to cover on my Phoneboy Speaks feed. I still haven't figured out exactly if I'm going to continue to do it necessarily, or at least figure out the cadence that I want to do it on. But it seemed that I should share something out and say, yes, I haven't forgotten about the Phoneboy Speaks feed, and I still plan on doing something. I'm just not sure what yet. So, anyway, enjoy. I had to change my primary credit card because I've got a few of them, but I've got one through Costco. In the U.S., anyway, they switched away from the American Express, which had been their credit card of choice for a number of years, to something that's taken a little bit more places, Visa. And so, anyway, that changeover actually happened well today. And so this morning I had to go into several accounts that I've got auto pay set up on or credit card details stored, and I had to go change a bunch of credit cards. It seems really weird to me that that the technology that we use to protect our credit cards hasn't really changed that much, right? I mean, we talk about different things that, they innovate with the chip and PIN stuff, which is, of course, that's been around a long time. And only just like in the last year is the United States even had some of that. And oh, by the way, it's chip and signature. It's not chip and PIN, which is a whole different discussion. But anyway, but of course, having to change credit cards, yeah, that means changing a whole bunch of things. And there's no convenient way to do that. But, it's funny that, basically there's the 16 digits on the card plus, three digits for the CVV. Right, that online, that's our basic that's our basic way to authenticate our credit card. It seems to me that's just easily guessable stuff. I guess the expiration date kind of factors in too, but all that stuff can be figured out. And of course, there are lots of ways that people can get that credit card. So even though we've still got all we've also got things like Apple Pay and stuff that actually make it a little bit more secure to use credit cards in certain circumstances. Fundamentally, that for like online purchases, the security model hasn't changed that much. It seems to me that this is an area that's ripe for improvement. Although, given how long it took them to finally agree to do what the rest of the world has done, the exception of not doing a PIN, chip and signature, then I suspect it's going to take a while. The number of breaches and credit card numbers and such is that's not going away anytime soon. But anyway, I guess I'm thankful I have my new credit card. I was a little bit nerve-wracking last week because I was in Tel Aviv, and I knew I'd be back before the time it would happen. I had another card with me, so it wasn't a big deal. But it's just one of those things that's like, do I think if I buy something now, what's going to happen if I have to return it? Because it's ultimately going to be on a different card. So there's all kinds of little things like that decisions that come up and such. You could also lose a credit card too, which actually one of my coworkers lost his wallet right before I'd left. And I don't recommend losing your wallet in a foreign country, particularly in a foreign country. Actually, no, it pretty much sucks no matter where you are. But the fun thing there is, we were able to figure it out right away that he'd lost his wallet, call and cancel his cards. But that doesn't really help when you're in a foreign country. And also right before a weekend, which made it very difficult for any card issuer to actually send out a replacement card as soon as possible, kind of thing. Although amazingly, we're actually, there's a lot of things you can do without having the physical credit card. There's some of the services and such. So for the most part, we're able to work around it. A few things were a little bit sketchy and had to loan him some cash, kind of thing. But anyway, that's just amazing to me that this credit card functionality is not something that we necessarily have improved that much, and it seems like that's an area that could be improved so much in terms of security and security is the main thing. But I don't know, I guess as I've said before, I think the credit card issuers have an interest in keeping things the way they're at, even though the fraud is going up. They seem to have built that into their business model. So, and at least in the U.S., you're not liable for any fraudulent charges. So, which has been pretty standard for a while. So, the consumers really don't have a pressure to make it any more difficult. You know, they don't have a real way to pressure the banks to make it more difficult for them to make it much more secure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.